Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Dapim Lamed Dalet to Lamed Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, Amad Aleph, 19 lines down, with the words at the end of the line, Ezehi Mitzvah Ase Shalayazman Grama. Ezehi Mitzvah Ase Shalayazman Grama. One of the examples that the Mishnah quoted of positive mitzvahs that are not time-bound. And the Gemara answers, Kugoyin Aveda v'shiloch hakan, umake v'sitzes, returning a lost article, sending away the mother bird, building a fence on a roof, and the mitzvah of sitzes. V'b'shim poite hanoshim and sitzes, she mitzvah ase, shazman gromah, v'shun disagrees, and he exempts women from the mitzvah of sitzes because it's time-bound. Amalehen v'shim, v'shim says to the Rabbonon, Ein atem moidim li, she mitzvah ase, shazman gromah, sh'arexus laila potem and sitzes, do you not agree that it's time-bound, because night garments are exempt from sitzes? Rabbanan answered, the Rabbanan would say that if those garments would be intended for both day and night, they would be obligated in tzitzis. The Pesach offering of women is obligatory and overrides Shabbos. He quoted Belazar saying, Pischon shel noshim v'shel avodim v'shus v'ein drichen l'avos ha-Shabbos. The Pesach offering of women and slaves is optional and it does not override Shabbos. Matzasam mahu. The Gemara asked the question, do women have a Torah obligation to eat matzah on the night of Pesach? Amalei, Chayvani answered, yes, it's a Torah obligation. Rebizeo ama machlekes. Rebizeo says, no, it's actually a dispute, because the one who obligates them in the Korban Pesach also obligates them in matzah, and the one who exempts them from the Korban Pesach will exempt them also from matzah. Rebilah ama divrei kol. Rebilah disagrees and says that all hold that she is obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Masnisim Messiah Ledain. Masnisim Messiah Ledain. We have each a brisa to support each of these two opinions. Masnisim Messiah Lebzeira. A brisa supports the Bezeira. Chazeres, Matzah, Upetzach, Leil Arishon, Choyva, V'shakol Ayomim, V'shus. Maror, Matzah, and Pesach on the first night are an obligation, and throughout the other days are optional. V'bshimon Oymen, Ba'anoshim Choyva, Uvanoshim V'shus. According to V'bshimon, it's obligatory for men and optional for women. Masnisa Messiah Le'Bihilah. We have a brisa that supports Le'Bihilah, because we quote the Pasuk in Dvorim, in Perek, Tezayin, in Pasuk Gimel, Le'Sechel Alav Chametz. You shall not eat with it, which means with the Korban Pesach, you shall not eat leaven. V'nema, and then it says, Shivas yomim teichol alav matzos lechem oini. For 7 days you shall eat matzos, poor man's bread. Eshu beval teichol chometz, hari bekum echol matzah. V'noshim hari hein, beval teichol chometz, hari hein bekum echol matzah. Whoever may not eat leaven is obligated to eat matzah, and because women may not eat leaven, therefore they are obligated to eat matzah. Asked the Gemara, "V'hataninan komitzes asa shezman groma hanoshim ha'anoshim chayovim v'hanoshim b'turis." We have a question: isn't there a rule that we learned in the Mishnah? Women are exempt from all positive time-bound mitzvahs. So why would they be liable in these mitzvahs to keep the mitzvahs of eating the Korban Pesach, eating matzah, and eating mor? And Rabbi Mana, "Choymehu mitzvahs asa shehi bar mikoyach b'leisase v'asikiman damar pischon shehanoshim v'shus." This positive mitzvah is stringent because it comes through a negative mitzvah. And this follows the opinion that the Pesach Korban of women is optional, otherwise why would we need to say the Hekesh above that we mentioned? Tani, we learnt in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir says, Ha'isha oise Pesach HaRishon la'atzma v'asheni tfeila la'acherim, did Rabbi Meir. A woman may bring her own Pesach HaRishon, which is brought on the 14th of Nisan, but she can only join others to bring a Pesach Sheni, which is brought on the 14th of Iyar, by people who are Tamei, or too far away to bring a Pesach offering on the 14th of Nisan. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Ha'isha Oise Pesach Sheni La'atzma, Ein Tzarich Lomer HaRishon. Rabbi Yosi says a woman may bring even her own Pesach Sheni offering. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said, Ha'isha Oise Pesach HaRishon Tfeila La'achirim, Ve'ina Oise Pesach Sheni. A woman may only join others to bring a Pesach Rishon, and she does not bring at all a Pesach Sheni. Ma'atamid Rabbi Meir, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Meir? What's the source? We quote the Pasuk in Shmois in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, Ish Seh Leveis Avois V'imotsu Labayis. And we say, each man, a lamb or a kid for his father's house. And we learn from there, and if they wish, they may also bring from Labayis, from the household, means for the sake of the woman. Ma'atamid Rabbi Yosi, right? What's the source of Rabbi Yosi's opinion? Ish Seh Leveis Avois Koshukain Labayis. Each man, a lamb or kid for each father's house, and certainly for the household, which is a woman, meaning she can bring her own Pesach Sheni offering. My time is a blaz of Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's source for this? Ish loy ish. The pasuk says ish means a man, and not a woman. My makayim and rabbanon ish. What do the rabbanon do with that word ish? Prat lekotan. It comes to exclude a child who became an adult between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni that he would not bring a Pesach Sheni offering. I'm a biyoyna afil a commander. I'm a choiva. Shnihi shadava mesuyim leyikva hadava choiva. Biyoyna explains even according to the opinion that a woman is obligated in Pesach Rishon and that Pesach Sheni is optional, this case is exceptional because since it's a case which is a public act, we do not want people to take it on as an obligation.